yeah. Shoot on my shot, boy, I'm long range. Me and the team on the same plane. Stay down, never switched up. Only thing changed was the game. I'm in the zone now.
What's going on, everybody? Man, that's abrupt end. Need to figure out a smoother transition. What's going on, everybody? We are here live on the Clydesdale Media Roundtable. Corey Leonard has been here since 11:45 a.m. waiting to get in to talk smack. I don't know if we'll let him or not, but he's been here for a half an hour waiting.
I mean, he can talk smack, but I don't think he did a pump and run this weekend.
I need to know his age group before.
He's your age group, Charlie. We've already discussed this. I think he's 46.
Listen, I don't remember. Some people say 48. Some people say 46. 53. Some people say 26, really.
So let's get it out of the way. Corey posted a time. Pretty good time for an old man.
See, I was right.
7 in April. Fair enough.
And he sent that to me. He said, send this on to the People's Champ.
So my question becomes, are we going a week per week winner?
Or overall fitness? I think you have to do overall fitness.
All scoring. What are we talking about?
Well, CrossFit is a test of fitness, and this is one test. So I don't think you can measure on one test.
And this was probably Corey's wheelhouse.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Jeff,
why did you do it twice? And do you think that was the right call? Meaning, like, did you improve that much that it made it worth it? I have to know.
So I know lots of people who did it twice. I talked to Jeff a little bit this weekend.
Okay.
And he did it once in his garage, I believe, and then went to an affiliate to do it the second time.
Okay.
I believe Jamie did the same thing.
Jamie did it twice at a gym. Once at hers, once at... So she's going team. So she had to do it on Sunday with the team to have video of her doing it at the affiliate they're affiliated with.
Did she improve?
She did. 20 okay. seconds.
I would have taken her first score.
Yeah. Her first score was 7:10. Second score was 6:50.
Yeah, well.
But her teammate, Haley, improved 1:20 from Friday to Sunday.
Yeah, see, I didn't care enough.
We know somebody that improved that much.
Yeah, I know a couple of people.
I know someone who improved, like, 5 seconds.
I saw somebody that, like, you talking about Wade?
Yes.
5 seconds. Why redo something for 5 seconds?
Listen, like, 2014, I repeated a workout and improved by, like, 3 seconds. And I was like, I am never, ever doing that again. It was awful.
Well, the best part is I was his judge on the first one. And I'm like, there's literally nowhere from today to the next 4 days that you would improve.
I for sure think I could have improved. However, I didn't care enough.
Yeah.
That was my other thing, is I stopped caring in the round of 15s. And yes. I literally was just kind of stopped, you know, like it was breathing. I was bent over. And then my judge was like, so are you going to go? And I was like, fine. And so then I did two more, and then I stopped again. I was like, I really just don't. Here's what got me to finish. The thought of having to redo it is what got me to finish.
So what I find funny is the way you're explaining it is exactly how Carolyn Prevost said it was going to go.
Okay.
She said the workout was going to start on the second set of 21s. And after the first set of 15s, you were going to check your state and decide, were you going to go or not go?
I decided to not go. I definitely did. So.
Well, I will say this one, it didn't seem like it was crushing people to the point you could do it twice and not be.
You could. A lot of people, though, I didn't experience this, but I know a lot of people had a lot of lower back problems from a lot of the hinging, or I think from muscles snapping it. And so that, I think, would hinder some people from repeating it twice.
Judy says, Amy, whatever works.
I mean, I got it done. It's done with. Check. Moving on. You know, and I saw this thing, you know, because like I told you that this year my goals were different with the Open. Like I've always been pretty competitive with the Open, but right now I'm just, like I said, just doing the Open. It's my 11th year just to do it. But I was talking to another coach that I work with, and she had been out for an injury and is just coming back. And she was feeling kind of devastated about her score because she was like, I'm just not where I used to be. And, you know, looking at the percentages on the board. And I was like, Meg Watts Great Again shared this yesterday, but it was like somebody out there wishes they could have your score, you know? So just take this and enjoy the next 2 weeks. And she was like, you're right. Like, you're right. So
this is what the Open is all about. We had a lady who never snatched 35 before, finished the whole damn thing yesterday. That was quite awesome.
That is really cool.
And you're right. Like, I think sometimes we surround ourselves with these fit people that go to the gym all the time. Mm-hmm. And then your perception is skewed as to what is a great accomplishment.
Right.
And there are people, CrossFitters are the tip of the spear. The rest of the world couldn't do anything close to what happened this week in the Open. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important to remember that if you're out there trying and you put in what you can, that's a huge effort and that's a big victory. Now, someone that's like trying to compete on a team like Jamie and Haley, they were trying to get the best time so that their team qualifies for quarters, which for is sure. Much harder this year than an individual qualifying for quarters. Because there's less room for teams.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, and there are times when I have repeated a workout, you know, like I've talked about this before, but it's like, oh, if I went again and that bought me 3 more minutes of work, you know what I mean? Like it takes you into the next, then that is worth it. For me to possibly redo this for 20 more seconds, this time it wasn't worth it because of my goals this year. But I think we definitely need to hit on Charlie did the pump and run at the Arnold.
Yes.
He pumped and he ran.
What went better?
Well, the obvious thing went better.
So they capped you. I heard they capped you at 30 and you capped out.
Everybody capped at 30. I did cap out. I would rather
them have taken. Is that unusual?
No, I don't think so.
A lot of good benchers at the Arnold.
Well, it's all on your body weight. And if you get a guy or gal who's light, but can. So the guy who won was about 140, maybe.
Okay.
So he ripped those off. Then he ran a 16-minute 5K. So his total time was a minute and 26.
A minute? What?
So, you know, and he was the little guy. I saw him take off. Because I was near the front for whatever reason. I have no idea why I was standing there. It just made my life more miserable as people were flying by me.
Yep, it's not a good spot to be.
75-year-old ladies are just like, let's go, buddy.
No.
And I'm trying to grab their shirt like, you're not going. You're not passing me, old lady. She didn't have it. Legs were like, no, we don't do this. We're not runners.
How was the hip?
Oh, wow.
Hip was good. Quads, not so much. Hamstrings, not so much.
I'm really proud of you for doing it, because I think it was good that you set that goal and you crushed that goal. But I want to talk about something funny also that you and I talked about offline. That was about, and I think Scott should weigh in on this because he knows this. I've given him this lesson before. But Scott, Charlie wore the race shirt to the race.
Prison. They gave it to me. I'm like, outside of me not being the one doing
some sort of steroid. Let's put it out to the audience, because I wore a race shirt to an event one time. Amy schooled me, being an old school runner, that you don't get to wear the shirt till you earn it. Mm-hmm. And you don't earn it until the end of that race.
Yeah, but isn't that what the medal's for at
the race?
No, see, that's why everybody knew you were new to this, because everybody's like, that guy's wearing a shirt. See, that's exactly what I said to him. Did I not say that's like wearing a band t-shirt to the concert?
Exactly. Listen, I'm wearing my Taylor Swift t-shirt when I go to Eras. I'll tell you that right now.
So, Corey, you could wear the race shirt after you complete the race, like out and about when you're grocery shopping, but you don't wear it to the race.
But then that's worse. Like, look at me. I ran a race today. Do you wear the bib too while you're at the grocery store?
No. Oh, see, I'm glad we got everybody on the same page. Now Charlie knows. He was like, why didn't you tell me? And that now I'm in the front row.
Hold on. Do you wear an open shirt during the open?
That's different.
Why?
That's more of a uniform.
No. You're doing the open. Why are you wearing an open shirt?
I mean, that's just different.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, speaking of someone else who competed at the Arnold, Andrew Sten, Olympic lifting, Friday night at the Arnold.
Ooh.
Podiumed.
Whoa. Dad.
Third place.
It's the Olympic lifting you speak of.
Yeah. Was that your first time, Andrew? And how did it feel being on the stage and the lights and people watching you? Because I can't even do a regular lift at the gym with people watching me.
65 pounds.
Right. I mean, 65 pounds. I'm like, oh, gosh.
Apparently, he did better than you because he podiumed.
Yeah. Oh, he's lifted before. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Got some fit people in the chat, apparently.
Yeah, we do.
He said you really don't notice it. I think I'd notice it. Although where you sit is like dark. They like keep it.
Yeah, you got bright lights on you.
See out into the crowd much.
Yeah.
You see those judges eyeballing you.
Sitting in their Burko loungers with the
right.
Say red light or white light.
Just staring at them waiting for it to hit it. Like, let's go, bro. This thing's heavy.
So, yeah. So I want to get to the results kind of real quick, and then there's something I really want to talk about. It's weird that Charlie hasn't shared his time yet, by the way, too. But before we do that, so here we go. Here's the top 10 from the open.
Oh, yeah.
Colt Mertens takes the victory. Taylor Self, if you have not seen that video, him and Dallin and what happened after, good Lord.
I didn't see what happened afterwards, but wasn't he going against other people too?
So this week he's going against Hopper. Okay. Next week he's going against Colton.
Okay, got it.
So he finished. They were interviewing him and Dallin, and then all of a sudden it all came up. And he just started throwing up into a waste can, and Dallin, the faces Dallin makes and the smell that must have come off it were so bad.
Of Taylor?
Yes. But Dallin's right beside him getting interviewed. So yeah. If you haven't seen it, you have to fast forward it to that part of that part.
Okay. Just
Dallin's faces.
Okay.
It's so worth it. But so what they was, had they had plans to go out for dinner after, like everybody. Taylor's like, I'm done. Nope. Stay here.
See, I don't ever want to work out that hard.
Well, and apparently that's what it takes to get second in the world.
Sure. But I'm okay with, you know, 26,000 in the world. what was Colton's time, though? I want to know.
5:17 or something crazy.
Okay. Because the other day I was like just looking at the leaderboard just to see. And there was people on there with like 4:19.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need the video, please.
Yeah. There's no way.
Taylor second, Colin Bossard third. Great name. Mm-hmm. Like if I could pick a last name, Bossard would be like the one I would want.
Bossard.
And then Thomas Strider, Stroyer, Luis Oscar Moya in fifth, tied with Carlos Ferreira Coloma, Bailey Martin in seventh.
Will Morad, look at that.
Coming out of the cryogenic freezer just in time to get an eighth. Austin Hatfield, eighth. Mitch Wagner, 10th.
So how many of these make the games?
See, Aaron, that's exactly me, except Colton kept going and did his whole workout in the time I probably finished my 21s.
I have not seen the Colton interview yet. I can't wait to. Tuesdays are my busiest day. I have meetings all freaking day. The only time I don't is right at this moment. So let's look at the women.
We're glad to have
them. Yeah, let's do that.
Women. Sure.
Sort by.
Oh, my goodness. Miriam Von Rohr.
Oh.
First with a 5:39.
Oh.
Julia Hannaford second. Alzine, holy crap.
Fee.
Sure. Fee Sagafi fourth, Sahir Kaya fifth, Jamie. Simmons sixth, Freya Moosbrugger with a seventh, Grace Walton eighth, Christina Egerbeck eighth.
Kristen Holte
eighth. Wow.
Nobody tall. I like it.
Nobody tall. Man. Exactly.
What you get, suckers?
A couple young bucks in there with Freya and Grace. A couple older people like Kristen showing she still has it.
You can't say older people.
I know, when she's like 34, I think.
Yeah. Or retired.
Yeah.
Retired. So, yeah, pretty cool there. But this person at the top is from Sweden. Am I right on my geography flag?
Hey, I'm sneaking out. Bye.
Okay.
She related to Victor Von Doom.
I don't know. I'm just trying to pronounce it. So those are the top 10 so far, as we sit.
Day one.
And I'm sure there'll be some video review done on these. But again, like we were talking off air before we came on. None of the nitpicky stuff matters anymore. Top 25%. Everybody's going to get in that needs to get in.
Yep.
Where it's going to come into play a lot is in quarterfinals, because getting into semifinals is going to be tough this year.
Yeah.
So there's that. Dang. Judy Reed wanting Andrew to be our Olympic lifting coach.
There you go.
Andrew is not in Columbus, but he is in Ohio. And I'll let him fill in the rest if he wants. So do you want a disclosure time to Corey, or are you just keeping it tight to the vest?
Well, if you can look it up, my alias is under Josh Bridges. So... I will share my time with Corey so he can know.
All right. But he got the victory this week, right?
He did get the victory this week.
Okay. There's one thing I really wanted to talk about this week, and that is yesterday Dave did his week in review. And in that week in review, he made some statements that really, really upset me. And it's one of the reasons. So when it comes to Dave, for me, there's a lot of great things he's done, but there's some stuff that really like sticks in my craw about what he did in the old days that I was hoping would get better. And I do think they've gotten better. But when he was on his Week in Review, someone asked about, should he promote Hiller's Haley Adams video? And he started that with, Hiller shits on us. Why should I promote his video? And my response to that is, just because Hiller shits on you doesn't mean the content in the video isn't worth sharing and isn't good for CrossFit.
Right.
It's not promoting Hiller. That video is promoting Haley, and it's promoting CrossFit. And you are shoving that away because someone said something bad about you.
Like, did they even show Hiller out?
That's the stuff that pisses me off. He then further goes into the Week in Review and says, people want to whine about getting into the games, then you shouldn't have a tone with us that is shitting on us or done in a tone that's negative. Then you'll go to the bottom of the list or you won't get in. So when you make statements like that, it's a third party media basically saying, again, he went on a rant about this. I'm just ranting back that sucks for third party media. You should be able to say your opinion about what things have gone on and what has occurred and not be blackballed because of it in the sport. Let's go back. This doesn't just happen with media with Dave. This happened with the fittest man in the world. Eventually, at the time he took second place, he was not invited to the Invitational.
Yeah.
He was passed over for Jason Kalipa. He was put into a status where he did not have a good relationship with CrossFit for the years that he was champion, all because of being blackballed, because he said things, and I believe this in my heart, he said things against CrossFit in the behind the scenes, in the documentaries, in the years he didn't win. Mm-hmm. So CrossFit passes him up, takes Kalipa instead, and then we have no relationship with the champion and CrossFit for the 5 years the guy wins the title. When you hang out with athletes and then they post a video that you can't see or is blatantly against the rules of the competition, you say, but they showed us they had the capacity, then you're showing favoritism in another way. If CrossFit ever wants to be an elite sport and to grow, this shit's got to stop. Like, the NFL can't go around telling everybody who says something negative about them, sorry, you can't come to the game on Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, we do it in a way that's not like as in your face as Hiller, but we say negative things about CrossFit all the time. But we follow the rules. We do everything we can when we're there. This is the stuff that when he got let go, I said, I'm sad to see him go, but I'm excited about the opportunity of where we can go, because this little stuff are things that are holding back the sport and its ability to grow. When he came back, I was willing to give him a fair shake. Rich said in his podcast that he was excited for Dave to come back, but hoped he grew in the time away and things like this would change. So this wasn't noticed just by me or other people in the media world. This was noticed by four-time CrossFit Games champion and legend, Rich Froning. Other people said it when Dave came back, that they hoped he grew. And when you go off on a riff like that in a week in review representing CrossFit, it's bad for the sport. Hiller has every right to say whatever he wants to say, and we have the same right to turn it off or turn it on. But he shouldn't be blackballed or having access taken away from him because he was critical of the sport. The man has done, and I wrestle with this all the time, his Athena show is freaking awesome. His stuff with Haley Adams, the stuff he did with Joe, the affiliate owner up in Wisconsin, was next level. All of that stuff, you can't throw that stuff away. And all of that is helping CrossFit as a whole. So there, that's my point. We shouldn't fear backlash if we say something against CrossFit. We all want it to be better. That's why we talk about it. You know? And they put themselves in situations where they get talked about. Because when you make a standard for an event and then you show it to the world and none of the four participants do it the way that you describe to the rest of the world, you're going to get made fun of. You're going to get talked about. Not a single one of the athletes were facing away from the dumbbell when it started. That is the standard that was put out there. Come on. And then Dave, in that week in review, also stated that are their media companies fine because they got 1 million views on that open announcement? They got 1 million views on the open announcement because people were dying to see what the workout was.
Right.
Not because of the quality of the media.
Right.
And it spoke to the base. It didn't bring anybody in new. That Haley Adams video has a potential to bring new people in.
Right.
Because of the way it focused on the affiliate helping her in Virginia, the relationship she's formed with them, and how that has made her feel like a part of a community again. All of that stuff helps CrossFit. So, I don't know. That really upset me last night when I saw that, and I had to say something. Because we should not be in fear of what we say about CrossFit on this show. In my opinion, we are respectful and we're going to continue to be that way, but we're going to voice our opinions when something is wrong or something needs fixed. So there's that. I guess that's Scott Riffs in the middle of a round table.
The Riffs in the round table. Well said.
Any thoughts on that, Charlie? I know you've been around the game a long time.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it becomes a level of pettiness that you just, at some point, if you want to grow, you can't do that. Everything you said is correct. You can't, just because somebody disagrees with your opinion, you can't, well, I'll show you. Okay, well, that's why we're here.
And at the end of the day, I'm anxious to see how this turns out because Mayhem said a lot of things about CrossFit in their last podcast.
Yeah.
And that was kind of referenced in this along with Hiller, but I will be excited to see how it turns out. And if both Mayhem and Hiller get the same treatment, whatever direction it goes in.
Based on friendships and such?
Correct.
Now, he's not doing the next one, right?
He's not. Your guy is, man.
Who?
Seth Rollins.
Is he?
Yeah.
I think I called that. Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins. Whoa. He lost power at the TV station.
Yeah. It's always fun. There it is again.
Yeah, I think that's actually going to be cool, I hope. I hope he brings every bit of the WWE to the announcement.
Oh, he's going to be Seth freaking Rollins for sure.
Yeah. Like, I don't want just a guy reading a card. Like, yeah. I want full character. I'm full, sure. Like, let's bring it.
Yeah. Glasses, whole show, weird outfit.
Mark Moss, our friend from Uplift, is in the comments, and he's asking, do you think that Rich and TDC are hashing it out?
Probably I don't not know. Yet.
I don't think that Dave or Rich are the people that like reach out to talk about this stuff. They'll do it when they eventually see each other.
Like Rich and what's his name did?
Matt.
Yeah. Hey, we ran into each other. Let's just get this out of the way.
Picture shaking hands and let's move on.
That awkward Michael Scott handshake.
They may text kind of like, why'd you do that? Why'd you say that? But but who knows?
It'll be at like the games or something. They'll see each other.
And I guess like while talking about that, here's my beef with the way media is handled at the games. They treat media as all one entity, right? Whether you're a camera operator, a photographer, a podcaster, a news guy, whatever your role is, you're all treated as media. In my opinion, you should be split. Like, I don't need to be the one taking pictures, so I don't need a front row seat. Right? There's no pit this year at the games, so the front row will be photographers and videographers. If I have Rosie or Jess down there and Teddy, that's who I need down in that front row.
Right.
I should be in a press box up top, being able to watch the event, but having my laptop and be able to type stuff up, get news out, do a quick interview in the hallway if I need to.
Right.
That's what I need. And they seem to like look at all of media as some they need in the pit. So I've thought about emailing our contact there and just throwing that out there.
So has Seven never said anything bad about CrossFit?
Oh, yeah.
But he's okay.
Well, we don't know. He has not gotten approval for this year.
But he did behind the scenes.
Correct. And what he'll say, like, and I agree with him. He was respectful doing all that stuff. He didn't, like, shove a camera too far. And he said he cut some stuff that he thought was questionable to go out to the public. And everything that he did was approved by Dave.
Right, but why does he get access, but Hiller doesn't?
They're two different types of media.
Oh. Okay. Like their backgrounds are different on their podcast?
Well, I don't think Hiller does a podcast. Hiller does editorials.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not, I'm trying to explain it to you what their thinking is. I'm not saying I believe that.
Right. No, I get it.
Right.
I get it.
Yeah. ACR says Hiller said he didn't ask for behind the scenes access. So I know he had it for a minute and it was taken away at the games.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't think he had the right wristband, and they didn't really care when it was like age groups, but when it went to elite athletes, all of a sudden they started stopping him. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't butthurt about it or anything. He just moved on with what he was doing, and put out great content. And Corey says, Hiller's only live podcast is with Athena. That's true. And when he goes on with Savon, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think that's everything that's the news this week so far.
On to week two.
You excited for week two? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, probably lunges, since that seems to be rumors that have gone around. Outside of that, I don't know. Probably you got to have some rig work.
I'm really thinking it's deadlift week. Mm. With everybody, with the caveat that everybody's saying everything during the open has to be, you have to pull people off the street and they can do it. Deadlift is an easy lift that anybody can do.
So it's bench. Let's go.
Bench has never been in the open. It's only been in the team series or quarters.
Right. So now it's time. Push-ups of some sort.
So, yeah, I think like it's going to be a deadlift and something.
Crossovers. A deadlift and a lunge.
A lot of people are calling double unders too.
You're right, Corey. Push-ups are sketchy to judge.
Very much.
Don't get Amy started on push-ups.
Yeah.
I'd love for there never to be wall balls. That'd be great. You got to have some kind of wall walk or handstand push-up at some point.
Yeah. They say no tape on the floor, though. So if they are, it's going to be handstand push-ups just freewheeling. People can go as wide as they want.
Oh. No tape on the floor this week?
For the open, period.
Well, maybe it's not lunges then.
Well, lunges in place. Instead of 25 feet, you just do 15 lunges. So this is interesting. Corey says, no tape, no way to enforce a standard. I think at this point, the open is evolving into a thing where the standard is less important. You're just trying to get to that 25%. And even with loose standards, your elite athletes are going to get to that 25%.
And then everybody else is still able to have fun.
Correct. So I think that's the way that CrossFit is viewing it at this time, is let's open it up as long as it's not a safety concern and let people do what they're doing. The elite are going to make it regardless into 25%, and then we'll hammer down the standards at quarters with floor plans, tape, all that kind of stuff. And then it's less of a burden on the affiliate owners.
So do you still throw in, though, a movement that's not, quote-unquote, easy? A pistol, a muscle-up? Or do you wait for quarters?
I think you can throw it in. As long as, like, the gateway to the workout isn't that. Like, you get to start with some pull-ups or some chest-to-bars, and it may eventually roll into a muscle-up.
Like the old... get to this level, step up.
Yeah. So
we'll find out on Thursday.
We will. And hopefully in an exciting fashion with the heavyweight champion of the world, Seth Rollins.
Seth freaking Rollins.
What's WrestleMania? Him and The Rock or him and that other dude?
It's him and Drew McIntyre. The second night. First night will be him and Cody versus Rock and Roman. Tag team.
Okay. Gotcha.
So he's wrestling two nights in a row. Because he CrossFits.
Yeah.
Speaking of it, where's Tyler? The Tyler, your backup quarterback, is he doing the open?
He has done it so far.
He better make the games because he probably won't have.
Why'd you have to say that? Now I can't. Tyson. Tyson. And he's now a Rogue athlete.
Oh.
So he just signed with Rogue.
Because he knows his days are numbered.
His days are not numbered, man. That dude made himself a 10-year backup quarterback.
What?
Come on. He went 2-2 with the Bears talent.
You got your Bears glasses on.
Jay Birch says deadlift and toes to bar.
Interesting.
Or maybe rows and cleans.
Rows and cleans.
Yes, Corey. Bajent signed with Rogue. Watch Hiller's video about him that just came out last week. They did 14.1 or 24.1 at Rogue. So it was within the last few days.
The Columbus one or the Texas one?
Columbus.
I saw Matt did it too at Rogue.
Well, you know, it's the Arnold, so a lot of people are in town.
Yeah.
And if you're a Rogue athlete, you just go over and get treated like kings and queens by Katie and Bill.
Yeah. Go to his house for a massive cookout.
Yeah, with his six smokers going. And
yeah. He's not making any money. It's fine.
Like six green eggs, dude. Like the big green egg.
Oh, yeah.
They were supposed to open a barbecue joint on 5th, right?
Yeah.
And then COVID hit. So is that not happening now?
As of now, it's not.
And it was right across the street from Rogue.
Yeah.
That would have been freaking awesome.
Still could happen.
Mark Moss says, deadlift toes to bar could get grippy. Good. I like 14.3. I think that is an easy barrier because it was get on the box however you could, get back down however you could. And deadlift started at 135 for men and went all the way up to 365, depending on how far you got. And Elise doesn't like green eggs. It's the green egg smoker. I should have clarified.
Same cheese.
Green eggs and ham.
16.2.
That's Sam, I am.
What was 16.2?
I don't remember. Let me see if I can...
Mark can tell us real quick.
Minutes, AMRAP. 8 minute clock, 25 toes to bar, 50 double unders, 15 squat cleans.
Oh. Is it the one Bailey did?
Yeah, and the squat cleans go up in weight.
Yeah. I do remember that now.
So Carolyn Priva, who studies these things, Cap has burpee box jump overs the next day with chest to bar, so don't think box jumps.
Okay.
No double unders or wall balls that week, so my guess is those two or a front squat. Mm. Or an AMP with a front squat.
Max front squat?
Yeah.
Does it have to touch your shoulders?
They are doing golden barbell again. Let's hope that it's better explained when those workouts are going. Announcement. And I'm only going by, like, when I talked to Ariel Lowen, she talked about wanting to win the golden barbell. So that's week three. So I'm assuming it's throughout.
Yeah, there were several people who thought one of the workouts was the actual open workout because it was not well explained what was happening. Correct.
Andrew said double unders and wall balls, then max front squats, legs wrecked.
That sounds awful.
Well, anything with wall balls is going to sound awful to you.
Here we go again. Yes.
So,
has Corey got all the mobility in the world? What's happening with these front squats? He's showing off.
All right. I think that's about all we got. Yep. That 16 point, whatever, three that you said, Mark?
Two.
Hanging this much beef from a toe bar and then trying to squat clean, my grip is gone. Gone. I lost that bar so many times doing squat cleans. So, all right. Well, with that, I'm going to get back to work. You guys have a great rest of your day. Thanks for being in the chat. And we will see you all next time on Clydesdale Media Roundtable. Bye, guys. C4 Energy, Extend, and CelluCor are delivering the most effective, best tasting, and highest quality products for you. Get 20% off when you use the code Clydesdale at checkout at C4energy.com. That's C4energy.com. And now back to the interview.